KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies, still 52 degrees in Atlantic. At 8 o'clock, we look forward to be mostly cloudy today with a high around 64. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. On topping area news, the Cass County Communications Center said a missing Griswold girl that we told you about last hour has been located and returned home safely. The sheriff's office had been asking for the public's help in locating Tawny Liddell, who had last been seen at her residence in Griswold either late May 17th, which was Sunday, or early Monday morning. But again, authorities have said within the past hour that she has been located and returned to her home. Additional details were not released. Police in Creston Monday afternoon arrested a woman wanted on a Union County warrant for failure to appear for fingerprinting related to an original charge of two counts of assault on persons in certain occupations. 24-year-old Kaylee Nelson of Creston was later released from the Union County Jail on $100 bond. Red Oak police say two women suffered what were described as suspected minor non-incapacitating injuries following a collision over the noon hour Monday. The crash involved three vehicles. Occurred at the intersection of Highway 48 or Broadway Street and West Corning Street in Red Oak. The accident happened as a 2008 VW Jetta driven by 21-year-old Alexis Wingfield of Red Oak was stopped at the intersection red light. A 2005 Buick LaCrosse SUV driven by 25-year-old Rochelle Chapin of Carter Lake was stopped behind the VW. A 2013 Freightliner cargo truck owned by Popco Incorporated from Boys Town, Nebraska and driven by 48-year-old Robert Reichardt of Plattsmouth, Nebraska was approaching both vehicles from behind but was unable to stop before hitting the SUV. The impact pushed the Buick into the Jetta. Chapin and Wingfield complained of pain afterward. Wingfield was transported by Red Oak Rescue to the Montgomery County Hospital for evaluation. Chapin was transported to the hospital by a private vehicle. All the drivers were wearing their seatbelts. Police cited Reichardt for following too closely. Damage from the collisions amounted to $13,000. Well, the Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund has announced the nonprofit organization's donation of $1,000 to the YMCA Partnership with Youth campaign. Fund spokesperson Melanie Petty says the campaign raises funds for financial assistance programs at the YMCA. The YMCA offers the support to qualifying youth and families to participate in multiple YMCA programs and membership. Petty says it's never too late to donate to the campaign and no amount is too small. Monies raised at the annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament are donated throughout the year to things that meant something to her son, Trevor, for whom the fund is named. The next golf tournament will be held Saturday, August the 8th, and plans are in the works, and they're looking forward to another great day of golf, friendship, and giving. And officials with the Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund in Atlantic said on Monday that this year's 11th annual Trevor Frederickson Memorial Scholarship recipients were Clayton Gibson and Anna Marie Lowry. Trevor's mom and fund spokesperson Melanie Petty said, "We'd like to take a minute to congratulate all the 2020 graduates. We know it's been an unprecedented year for all of you and wish you the best in your future endeavors." Well, in honor of Memorial Day, Greenfield's Ray Bubba Sorensen will repaint the 12-foot-tall, approximately 60-ton boulder known as the Freedom Rock to pay tribute to our military men and women. Sorensen started painting the original Freedom Rock the first week of May and plans to be finished by Memorial Day 2020. The rock, located south of Interstate 80 in Adair County, just east of Highway 25, will feature the men of Iwo Jima raising the flag on the front side. The Marine Corps has closed the investigation on who took part in the iconic flag raising, and they determined that one of the men was an Iowan, Harold Keller. The side of the rock flows from the front lines of yesterday into the front lines of today, with a military nurse wearing a mask eclipsing the USNS Comfort as it coasted into New York Harbor. The previously painted Vietnam-era Huey helicopter stays on the rock again this year, as the paint that it is comprised of has been mixed with the ashes of our Vietnam veterans since 2006. Sorensen is not commissioned for his work on the original Freedom Rock near Menlo, but works as an independent mural artist on the Iowa Freedom Rock Tour. He's only able to complete about 10 rocks per year due to scheduling and weather is currently booked into the 2021 year. Ray says, "I always have three goals with the Freedom Rock Tour, and that is to honor America's veterans, promote Iowa tourism, and provide for his family." The Freedom Rock Tour in Iowa will be concluding soon, and the Sorensens are looking to form the Freedom Rock Foundation, a nonprofit to care for and upkeep and create the Freedom Rocks and veterans' memorials across the state and country. For a complete counties booked for the tour and locations of already existing Freedom Rocks, all you need to do is go to www.thefreedomrock.com. And although it's Sorensen's 22nd year of painting the original Freedom Rock, this is Sorensen's eighth year on the Freedom Rock Tour across Iowa. It also marked the fourth year since Ray Bubba Sorensen began the 50-state Freedom Rock Tour, with rocks already painted in Missouri and Wisconsin, Minnesota and Washington. Freedom Rocks have been booked for the states of North Dakota and Nebraska, and Sorensen plans to be at the Freedom Rock over this Memorial Day weekend, including Memorial Day, to meet with visitors. He says calendars and other merchandise are available to help offset his costs for the project, and social distancing practices will be implemented. Well, another summer series event has been canceled. Organizers of the 2020 Roar into Harlan motorcycle event report, because of both current state and unpredictable future of normal life activities due to the COVID-19 virus, it's been decided to cancel the 2020 Roar into Harlan season. This applies to all of the regularly scheduled monthly Thursday Roar into Harlan nights, May through September. The annual Audubon Flight Breakfast has also been canceled. The Bill Riley Talent Search announced on Friday that its 2020 season is postponed to 21 because of the ongoing threat of COVID-19. And on Monday, it was announced that singer Chris Stapleton had canceled his appearance at the Iowa State Fair this year, but rescheduled for 2021. Regular vendors at the State Fair say they're waiting to hear if their biggest events will go on as planned. Officials at the Pottawatomie County Public Health on Monday reported 9 new COVID-19 positive cases among residents of Council Bluffs. One person is 18 to 40, two are 41 to 60, six are 61 to 80 years of age. They were tested between May 7th and 15th. And as of last report, 2,060 Pott County residents have been tested for the virus, with 171 having tested positive. Two persons who tested positive are hospitalized, 92 are self-isolating, and 74 have fully recovered. Well, thanks to favorable weather, Iowa farmers have planted most of the corn crop and are nearing completion of the soybean planting. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported on Monday that in the week ending Sunday, farmers have planted 96% of the expected corn crop, putting them nearly a month ahead of last year and almost 3 weeks ahead of the five-year average. Farmers had planted 86% of the soybean crop, also nearly a month ahead of last year and 3 weeks earlier than the average. They were helped by good weather that made for 4.3 days suitable for field work. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has mixed forecasts for the crops. The monthly World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates, or demand that is estimates, predicts farmers will have a good year for corn and soybeans harvest, but prices are likely to drop as much as 10% for corn as compared to last year. Iowa State University ag economist Chad Hart says that could attract some new uses for the grain and oilseed crops.
As prices drop, suddenly you're like, okay, I didn't used to use corn before in this, but I can. And corn is now inexpensive enough that it makes sense for me to do that. So you would see other usage pop up.
Farmers will more likely use some of their quieter time in June and July to figure out whether it's time to shake up what they grow in 2021. Hart says the report also looks for the global market to rebound following slowdowns due to COVID-19. Higher yields will offset lower prices, but Hart says the recovery should bring about some of the relief from the trade tensions that economists had anticipated.
They're looking for that strength to still be there to return as we reopen the economy, as we get the global economy moving along.
He says farmers may be looking at some alternative crops for 2021, especially if this year brings them more unwelcome hurdles in corn and soybeans. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests. 31-year-old Anton Reinhold Flager of Omaha was arrested on I-29 May 16th for child endangerment. His bond was set at $2,000. And 35-year-old Richard Sperry Germar of Glenwood was arrested May the 18th for driving under suspension. His bond was set at $300. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.